Moncrief on News Talk.
As we grow up, things get a little bit serious. You know, we forget about the things that sparked a sense of joy. We lose that childlike wonder. But what if reigniting that joyous feeling now changes how we see and view the world? One man put this to the test. Tim Dowling is a Guardian writer and joins me on the line. Tim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So what kind of a midlife crisis were you having?
Well, I mean, I don't like the term midlife crisis. I prefer personal ongoing emergency.
Because okay.
I just think the midlife crisis implies it's going to stop at some point.
Okay, so you're having a personal ongoing emergency.
Yes,
and you decide to retreat back to your childhood.
Yeah, I think when you look around these days, you sort of think civilization appears to be on the slide slightly. And I started thinking, you know, what I really needed was a sort of simple childlike joy that I could find and a sort of reliable source of it.
Okay.
So I went out there in search. Well, it's quite hard because I think to go to places where they serve up childlike joy as an old man is quite...
It's very questionable.
Weird.
Like
it's quite weird.
It's very strange.
It's weirder if you bring a photographer with you, but probably a little bit safer as well. The first place I went was a petting zoo, a place called Hounslow Urban Farm.
Okay. What are you petting at the zoo?
Well, they have llamas, they have goats, they have pigs, but they started me off with a 12-centimeter cockroach.
A what?
That's not
joyful.
Far and away, and I used to live in New York, far and away the biggest cockroach I've ever seen.
Now, tell me this. When you were a child, did petting zoos spark joy for you, or is this just as a grown man you're thinking, do children like? I'll go to the zoo.
I did used to like the petting zoo. I mean for me this was quite exotic. You know, they had really big pigs, they had alpacas, which were never in the petting zoos when I went.
No,
but,
yeah,
this is quite a big place out by the airport.
Okay, so you went and just petted the animals. Were there children there?
There were children there. Lots of, like, whole classes of tiny school children. Because I had a photographer with me, I was allowed to push ahead of them whenever I wanted.
Oh, cool. Stick it,
I was
kids.
Allowed in to feed the sheep and feed the gigantic pigs.
What else did you do to try and spark joy?
I went to a place called I went to a seaside arcade, which I used to love as a child, and my mother would never take me to them.
Because they're a waste of money.
Well, because they're a waste of money. She hated them. She despised them. And she used to say to me, when I was your age, my mother would never take me to the beach. So I married a man who lived near the beach. And when you grow up, you can marry someone who lives next to the arcade. And which I'd never managed to do. So I went along, and they're basically places to teach little children to gamble, aren't they? I mean, and to lose, because there's only one, it's a very transactional thing, and you start with a bunch of money and you end up with virtually nothing.
Or some nice little teddy bears. Did you win anything at the arcade?
I spent 10 quid, which I converted into 2p's, which I converted into tickets, and I ended up with enough to buy a bag of sweets, some sour gummy worms.
There's something very simple and nice about it, though. Did it bring you joy? Does it?
It did. You know, it's very noisy, brightly lit place, and it's a very nice, on a rainy day on the seafront, it's quite a nice place to waste an hour. And I think the indulgence, plus, when you're an adult, you've got loads of money. You know, a bucket of 2p's costs you nothing.
So it is kind of a different experience in that regard.
It's even better.
Did you find, we'll come to some of the other things that you did, but are these things working, or are you just kind of finding, oh, I'm a grown man with a load of 2p's and now I've got a bag of jelly snakes? And
overall, that experience was probably a little hollow.
Some of them I hated.
Well, colouring. I tried to do a bit of colouring, which is now an adult thing, isn't it?
It's like sort of mindfulness.
Yeah. So when I went to the colouring book section, it's full of colouring books for adults. Mine was called Zen something. And I sat down with these pictures of fish, these outlines of fish and plants. And I just thought, I remembered exactly what I hated about coloring when I was 5 years old.
Which was?
It's a terrible chore. And it's like having a dead end job. And I was always criticized for, you know, going outside the lines and pressing too hard. And I started doing that again in my impatience to get on with it. And you see this big stretch of blue sky and you think, do I have to color this whole thing in blue? I'm going to use up a whole pencil. So I did about a page and a half and I gave it to my wife. She loved it.
I mean, so far you're not really convincing me that you have found anything resembling joy. But I can understand you're taking very, you know, banal, menial tasks that children do. The reason that children find joy in these things is because they're stupid. Like they're not evolved yet. So what are the things?
Exactly.
Was there anything?
They really like driving, you know, like I went to the go-kart place and you see these kids getting a real thrill out of driving. And it's like, you just think, I drove here and then I have to drive back.
And I have to sit in traffic and it costs so much and I have to get insured and the cost of petrol and then I feel guilty for the emissions. There's nothing fun about driving.
No, nothing fun.
This was a failed experiment, was it?
That was a failed experiment, that one. I played a bit of mini golf while I was out at the seafront, which I very much enjoyed because I won. But
who were you playing against?
I was playing against my two adult sons who, on that occasion, I just had to bring somebody with me because otherwise it looks very weird.
Yeah, no, that's very strange.
And I crushed them. And I'm afraid the joy I experienced there wasn't entirely childlike, but it was still worth it.
So do you feel that you're going to like keep trying different ways to reignite your inner child?
I think, you know, when you find it, I mean, I went to this exhibit called the Balloon Museum where they have a ball pit for all ages.
Oh, I love the ball pit.
One of the things that I asked everywhere I went, I said, do you get adults coming to these things by themselves? And everyone said yes. And the ball pit people said, yeah. I mean, and I saw them. There's these kind of grown people lying in the balls looking at their phones and they're absolutely struck, you know, in deep in awe and wonder. They're having a great time. And I really did enjoy that. I mean, you don't know where these balls have been, do you? But honestly.
Well, I think it's not so much where the balls have been. I think you know where they've been. I just think that you don't know who's been in them.
In them. They said to me, we find a lot of shoes in there at the end of the day.
They don't. That's a lie. There's no way people are leaving without their shoes.
They said, you know, they have no explanation for why the shoes are in there. But yeah, I don't understand how you could leave a museum with one shoe.
You know where it is. Like it's in the pulpit.
It's in the pulpit.
We have a text in here, WhatsApp. If anyone else wants to get in touch, you can 087 1400 106. But someone has said, I love this idea. It's why I like babysitting my nieces and nephews because I get to play imaginary games with them, bring out the board games, eat sweets and ice cream. I always feel better after spending a day with them. And I thought it was just about being with them. But actually, it's about the things we do together as well.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Most of these things, the last time I did them and had any fun at them at all, I was with my own very small children. And, you know, then it's sort of an hour at the seaside arcade is kind of fun. Although, you know, you end up even poorer.
But it's only two P's. At the start of the article, you have asked yourself, is it possible to find joy again, to learn to see the world as children do? This is your article in The Guardian. Do you feel that you had any success with that?
I would say overall, I would say the success was limited. The short answer would be no. But I'm sort of open to it now in a way that I wasn't. And I think it's definitely worth trying these things and trying to, if only to remember what it was like to be a child and to sort of look at the world through a child's eyes. Mind you, if you're staring at a 500 kilogram pig, your first instinct would be to cry, I suppose.
To cry, yeah. Or think about like, I'm probably going to have pork scratchings for lunch. Is there anything that you'd keep doing to kind of bring more joy into your life permanently? Or have you found any antidote to this malaise that keeps coming at us through our phones and the screens?
Do you know, I quite liked mini golf. I always think you're never too old to find something new that you're bad at. But I found out I was quite good at mini golf. I just have the patience for it now that I'm an adult.
But I think your joy was only that you just absolutely rinsed your children and like destroyed them on the golf course.
Yeah, but I could find a quiet hour to, you know, maybe play around by myself. There's one quite near me I could go and visit.
What has the reaction to your article been like?
Well, a lot of people have said basically, you know, someone said I should, you know, perhaps stay in more. Stay in more and said, you know, he needs to stay in more. I think a lot of people are reminding themselves of the things they used to love when they were children, drawing, painting, and that sort of thing. One of the things that didn't get in the article because I ran out of time and space was finger painting, which I have a finger painting set which I haven't even opened yet. So I might sit down this weekend and see if that brings me any joy.
I mean, if you might like the sensory play of it. My 18-month-old daughter loves putting her hands in paint and rubbing them all over everything.
Yeah. And I remember when being in sort of kindergarten, they used to we didn't have smocks per se. You just brought in one of your dad's shirts and you put it on you backwards. So the collar was around your chin and then you just got as messy as you wanted.
You could do that with one of your own shirts. That's kind of sweet. I'd like to see that.
Quite a snug fit backwards.
And then your partner is just like, you've now just ruined one of your shirts and I'm going to have to clean it. Tim Dowling, thank you so much for joining us on that. And if you want to read Tim's article, you can in The Guardian. It is a very, very funny read. Let me know what you guys do to keep young, or if you think it's a waste of time trying to find the joy in life or go back to being a child.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.